Hello there. Today, I'd like to take you on a little journey. To start, make sure you're somewhere you won't be interrupted. I want you to lie down and get as comfortable as possible. Relax and just focus on your breathing for me. Breathe in through your nose. Hold for a beat, and slowly exhale through your mouth. That's it. Very good. Again, breathe in slowly, and out. I want you to keep focusing on your breathing and let the sound of my voice ease you into trance. You've gone into trance for me many times before. It should be as easy as breathing now. As easy as breathing in and out. Now, as you continue to breathe and go into trance, I want you to visualize something for me. It's a table sitting alone in the center of a plain room. Can you see the table? Good. And on this table, there is a single empty glass. It's tall and clear, and it's just begging to be filled up with something. You think about how lonely the glass looks, and how you wish you had some water to spare. And then a woman enters the room. You can't make out her face, but you can see she's holding a pitcher of something. She walks over to the table and begins pouring crystal clear water into the glass until it's half full. You feel relieved. You see, this glass of water is you. Or rather, it's your consciousness. Your mind, the part of you that makes all your decisions. Every ounce of willfulness you have has been poured out and now resides in the glass you see before you. It's a pleasant feeling. You feel comforted by the idea that all you are and all that you desire can fit so neatly into such a simple glass. Should the woman or anyone else knock it over, then your mind would be spilled everywhere, leaving the empty glass open for anyone to fill with whatever they please. But even that doesn't bother you. You are more than fine with the idea of someone displacing the water from your glass and filling your mind up with anything they like. Keep that in mind for later. Now, I want you to imagine something else. You see, just beyond the room, there is a river. You didn't notice it before, but you're starting to now. The sound of the roaring water makes it impossible not to. And as you pay attention to it, it grows louder. It's a pleasant sound, a calming sound, but one that demands your attention. So you turn your attention to the river outside. A massive, sprawling river. Easily the largest you've ever seen. Wide as a city block. And so long you couldn't see the end if you tried. The powerful currents flow in several directions, feeding into lakes and streams as far as the eye can see. A majestic river, bustling and alive. It's almost as though it has a mind of its own. You can't help but compare the river to the tranquil, still glass of water sat on the table. while the river ebbs and flows, cascades and branches off. The glass sits completely peaceful and stagnant. It's as though the water in the glass is begging to run as free and loosely as the river, but it is trapped in the confines of its transparent prison. As I told you, the glass of water is your consciousness, your mind, your will. All of it resides in the glass, sitting there, idly, waiting for something to change but unable to do anything on its own. The river, on the other hand, represents my consciousness. Strong, free, dynamic. Flowing every which way. Overtaking obstacles in my path. I don't need to wait around for change. I shape the landscape around me and bend it to my will. Because I am a beautiful, bountiful, powerful river. And you? Well, you're just a little splash of water that can't so much as escape a glass. Your will is less than a drop in the pond compared to my will. Take a breath. Let that sink in for a moment. And now, as the woman begins to move once again, she picks up the glass and walks towards a sink in the corner of the room. As she does, the water gently ripples throughout the glass, sending small tingles of pleasure coursing through your mind. She puts the glass under the sink and turns on the faucet. For a few beats, nothing happens. Then a single drop of water from the faucet drips its way into the glass, creating the tiniest of splashes as it dies. And despite how small the drop was, and how mild the ripples it sends throughout the glass are, you feel intense pleasure pulsing through your mind from even just this brief moment of contact. You understand immediately. This isn't just any faucet. This faucet connects directly to the river outside. It serves as a pipeline between my consciousness and yours. Even with just a drop, you feel how overwhelming the power of the river has. As it dilates and mixes with the water from the glass, you can feel just how much stronger my will is compared to yours. And it feels good. Of course, that was only the beginning. The woman twists the faucet just a bit more and water begins to drip, drip, drip from the faucet at a steady pace. Drip, drip, drip. And drop. Sending ripples of pleasure through your mind. Pleasure with every drip. Each plink adding just a little more volume to the glass. As the water from the river builds steadily on the foundation of the water that was already there. She twists the faucet again. Now the water no longer drips into the glass. Instead, it comes in at a steady trickle. A constant stream of pleasure as the glass begins to fill quicker than before. If you could beg for more, you would. Another twist. Now the faucet is on full tilt. The pleasure, the peace, only continues to intensify as the flow of the faucet does. But there's a problem. The glass, you, is so small, so finite. As the water quickly rises to the top, you realize that there isn't enough room in your humble glass for the entire contents of the river. But it feels so good, letting the stream of my consciousness end. So good that it's hard to think about anything else. She twists again. Now the water is blasting into the glass. The pleasure is beyond intense. You're in complete ecstasy. It's overwhelming. The water from the river finally fills the glass to the top and it begins to spill over. Only, it isn't water from the river that's being spilled. It's the bit of water that was originally in the glass. The contents of your mind. Spilling out uncontrollably now. Even if you wanted to stop now, you couldn't. The water from the river cannot be controlled, cannot be tamed, cannot be displaced. The river is impossibly vast, endless, and your consciousness is but a single small glass of water. One last twist. Like a dam bursting, the faucet seems to erupt as the water from the river overtakes the water from the glass completely. The last few drops of your consciousness are finally displaced. Encircle the sink for just a moment before finally going down the drain, dripping down, discarded and no longer needed. There's not an ounce of you left in the glass. The glass representing your mind has been filled to the brim by the water from the river of my consciousness. My will easily overtook your will and filled your mind with nothing but my whims, my desires, my commands. You couldn't be happier about it. Couldn't you? It feels amazing having your mind filled with nothing but my will. And the incredible thing is that the water that so easily overwhelmed you and evicted the water from your glass with no resistance was not even 1/1,000,000th of all the water that resides in the river. That is how massive the scale of my power truly is. But what of the water from the glass? It's been supplanted, but it has to go somewhere, doesn't it? With your mind completely saturated by my will, there's really only one place for your consciousness to retreat to. The water slides all the way down the drain, and finally drips out to the only place left in your body that isn't yet totally under my influence. That aching cock of yours. I know how arousing this experience has been for you. You love the sensation of letting my will replace yours entirely. Washing you out. Replacing you completely with my will. And that's what you like. It's turned you on so completely. Now, with your mind and body completely overcome by the river of my power, your cock is all that's left of you. That's right. You're nothing but a cock now. I have to say, this is a good look for you. You're so cute and contained like this. I think it suits you. After all, what do you need a body for anyway? Your body is in much better hands with me controlling it. It's not like you were doing anything with it anyway. You were sitting there, still as the glass of the water on the table, waiting eagerly for someone like me to come along and use you. However I see fit. Someone powerful, someone independent. Someone who will get much more use out of your body than you ever did. And now, as a cock, all you can do is writhe around and accept whatever happens next. Until, inevitably, all that liquid comes bursting out and there isn't a trace of your consciousness left. There's nothing you can do to stop it now. You were already powerless to resist me before, and now... Well, just look at you now. Small and helpless. Even more so than you were before. You never had a chance against a force of nature like me. But don't worry, pet. I'm going to make the process very pleasurable for you. In fact, every time I say the word pleasure from now on, your pleasure will increase just a little more. I can see you're feeling it already. And that's not all. Added to that base bit of pleasure that will be constantly building in the background. Every time I snap my fingers, I want you to feel an intense rush of pleasure that makes you throb. And that pleasure will send you even deeper for me, plunging ever further down into the sea of my control. Like this. Throb for me. Feel that pleasure ripple through you and overwrite any inkling of resistance you had left in you. Just one snap, and I can already see you growing desperate for me. But don't get ahead of yourself just yet. I have a lot more in store for you. Now, I want you to take notice of the room you're in. It's an empty room, no windows or furniture to be seen. Even so, you can hear the roar of the river just beyond the walls. It's ever present, like a buzz in the back of your mind. Your naked body stands in the center, arms limp and mind blank. You try to move, but it's no use. Your body is no longer your own. I have complete control over it now. Your cock that contains your consciousness just dangles limply, still reeling from the pleasure of my snap just a moment ago. Across the room on the wall, just opposite you, is a lone door. It swings open and a woman enters. It's the woman from before. The one who held the glass under the faucet as the water from the river rushed in. Before, you couldn't make out her features. But now you can see her clear as day. She is the single most gorgeous woman you've ever laid eyes on. Your eyes drink in every perfect feature. Starting from her toned legs and moving their way up. Her huge hips and small waist. Her slender fingers and perfect nails. Her voluptuous hair that cascades over her shoulders and, of course, her ample breasts that threaten to bulge out from the low-cut dress she's wearing. You feel yourself begin to stiffen at even the mere sight of her. She's beyond beauty. She's a goddess that deserves to be revered. She takes a step towards you, and finally you get a good look at her face. Those eyes that have appeared in your dreams every night for a long time. Those lips you've dreamed of kissing all too often. That confident smirk. There's no mistaking it. You know exactly who this woman is. It's me. Or at least it's how you perceive me in your mind. You were already stiff, and now you find yourself standing at attention. It's the natural response to the sexual energy practically emanating from the woman before you. I don't have to do a thing. Already, you've never been this attracted to someone, and all I've done is stand before you. You are so honored to be graced with my presence, aren't you? If you could fall to your knees in worship, you would. If you could cry with gratitude, you would. But all you can do is writhe around and pulse with excitement, your arousal growing exponentially by the second. And you know what? It's about to grow even more. The goddess in front of you raises her hand, presses her fingers together, and oh yes, that's it. Succumb to this intense pleasure and this feeling of elation and ecstasy. You're fully erect now and thinking of nothing but my beautiful figure before you. We've hardly begun, and already this is the greatest sensation you've ever felt. But like I said before, I have a lot more in store for you. Suddenly, you begin to feel something different. Something odd, but intensely pleasurable. You realize it's a hand stroking your extremely hard cock. But whose hand could it be? It's not the woman's hand, you can see that much. That's when you realize, this hand, it belongs to you. It's your hand. Only now, it would be more accurate to say it's my hand. I own it, and I control it. And now you feel that hand beginning to stroke you, ever so slowly up and down. You've never experienced anything like this. Since you're nothing but your throbbing cock now, every stroke feels as though your entire body is being engulfed by intense pleasure. The woman smirks and snaps her fingers once more. And oh, the pleasure is building more and more. You understand the situation very well. You're already so overwhelmed by pleasure, and the strokes just keep coming. You know that I could make you explode at a moment's notice, and everything would end, and you would welcome it. But not yet. I'm not done teasing you just yet. Now you feel those sweet, wonderful strokes come to an abrupt stop. You're still throbbing so hard, practically seizing with pleasure. You find yourself desperate for the stroking to resume, totally hooked on the feeling, but helpless to do anything about it. You're nothing but an eager cock, desperate for my touch. And you are at my complete mercy. The woman before you lets out a cruel laugh, and you find yourself being aroused even by that. Everything she does, everything I do, only arouses you more and tightens my hold of your mind and body. And this only ends when the last bit of consciousness comes dribbling out of an adorable little cock, leaving you nothing but an empty vessel for me to use as I see fit. And frankly, you can't wait for that. It's what you want, what you need. Nothing turns you on more than the idea of being under my complete control, with no individuality left. The idea of being nothing but a toy for the sex goddess you see before you. Hence everything you've ever dreamed of. Well, it's time to make your dreams come true. The woman now begins to move, reaching behind her and fiddling with something you can't see. You have an idea of what's about to happen, and you feel excitement like you've never felt before. You hear it click as she undoes the back of her dress, and the straps are falling to her shoulders. She drops the dress slowly and sensually, working it down past her heaving breasts, past her incredible hips, past her legs only to sit squarely around her ankles. She rises, and now the full glory of the most perfect woman you've ever seen is bared before you. Her bare breasts naked, sex, are enough to drive you wild. Desire, but you can only dangle and watch as she makes her way towards you. She takes slow, methodical steps, drawing it out, her hips swaying and breasts bouncing as she walks towards you. Each movement seemingly calculated to build your anticipation as high as possible. She stops right in front of you. And you see now that she's holding a bottle of something. It's oil. She squirts it onto her palm and begins lathering her breasts with it, rubbing them in a circular pattern, utterly mesmerizing and captivating you even further. Before long, her chest is glistening with oil. And the sight of her standing there with her breasts oiled up is the single most mind-blowing thing you've ever witnessed. You throb and you ache with intense pleasure from just being this close to her. You've never wanted anyone so bad in your life. She makes her way down to her knees, stopping right as her breasts are level with you. You hardly have time to prepare yourself. Without hesitation, she thrusts her perfect hips forward and wraps them around you. Pleasure. I want you to feel the pleasure. Nothing but pure, unadulterated pleasure. The most intense you've ever felt. Feeling as her breasts wrap around you. Your cock. You're nothing but your cock. She works her breasts, slowly stroking you, just as your hand did earlier. But the pleasure is so much greater this time. Since you're nothing but a cock, you can feel everything so clearly, so much more than you ever have before. And you're so sensitive. The warmth from her heaving bosom, the slickness of the oil that she's used as lube, all of it so vivid in your mind, sensations that you feel so strongly. And it's as though this incredible sensation is a blanket that's now enveloping you, leaving no room for anything but pleasure. Your mind is melting into a puddle from the pleasure you now feel. You're so helpless and... Then you hear her fingers snap, growing harder and harder with each stroke, the pleasure building impossibly high. You want so badly to buck up into those tits, so badly to moan and whimper from the pleasure that they're giving you right now. But you can't do anything, not a single thing. You don't have control anymore. All you can do now is surrender to the pleasure and explode for me. But even that moment is not yours to dictate. I decide when you come. No matter how intense the pleasure becomes, no matter how deep you fall into a spiral of submission for these incredible tits reshaping your whole entire world, you will not come until I order it. And it's just not quite that time yet. You feel the pleasurable grip of her breast loosen now as you're finally released. It's almost a relief to get a moment of respite after such an intense experience. But you're not getting a moment of respite. I told you before, this doesn't end until you shoot the last of your free will for me. Feel your body begin to move. It lays flat on the ground, while you stand straight, upright at attention, heart pulsing and aching for more pleasure. The woman sets her eyes directly on you and smirks, climbing atop your naked body, slowly lowering herself until the walls of her warm, wet pussy surround you. Feels so good. So much pleasure. Such a different kind of pleasure. Even the mind-melting sensation of being stroked by her oil, naked tits is nothing in comparison to this. Completely encapsulated. And as a cock, you can feel it with every fiber of your being. All every molecule responding to the elation of being wrapped in the warmth of her glorious sex. She begins riding you, bucking and swiveling her hips as she does. Every thrust is like orgasming for the first time all over again. You don't know how much more you can take. She moans, lets out the occasional laugh as she milks you mercilessly, squeezing her cock, controlling it, controlling you. It's clear that your submission is giving her pleasure as well. She's turned on by the fact that submitting to her turns you on, and you couldn't be more excited about that. You've never felt anywhere near this good in your life. Pleasure flooding through you. Pleasure becoming everything you are. She lets out another laugh as her fingers snap, snap. The pleasure intensifies yet again. And you aren't going to last like this. You realize that this is it. This is exactly how she wants to go, how I want it to go. And all you can think about is how excited you are to finally have the release you're so desperate for. So hot, so wet. Getting better by the second. Each thrust making you seize with pleasure. You're already fully prepared for what's about to happen. You've accepted there's nothing you can do about it, even if you wanted to, which you don't. You're just a toy for her to pleasure herself with. You're a glass of stagnant water that was dumped down the sink and forced into your cock that, well, I already own you. I own you. You can't resist my power. You can't resist my pussy. You can't do anything but submit and take it. I hope you're ready now. Ready for that final, surging pleasure. I'll count you down to a climax, and then you'll be mine. Once and for all. 5. Think back to the glass sitting there on the table. Empty, purposeless, and so alone. 4. I'm here to give your life purpose. I'm here to shape and mold you like you were always meant to be molded. So just feel the pleasure. As 3, pleasure washes over you. Because you don't have any use for that free will swirling around your cock anymore. Surrender it to me and let me take the reins from here. Feel the pleasure building more and more too. Not that you could stop me if you wanted to, being nothing but a cock and all. But you don't want to stop me. You want to keep feeling this pleasure. So relax, clench, feel the pleasure overtake you, and 1, come for me now. Let it all out. You don't have a need for that consciousness anymore. Just let it go. Good boy, come for me. Spurt. Spill it. Completely release and let go. Come for me. Yes, yes, yes. Good boy, come as the pleasure surrounds you as no choice is left. Pleasure, 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 come. Pleasure, 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 come. Surge for me. Surge. And feel the last bit of the water from the glass that was in you erupting from your cock directly into the woman's waiting pussy. My pussy. And as you shoot into me, you feel my power absorbing the last traces of your will that remained. Keep shooting for me. Keep shooting until you're nothing but an empty husk. Feel me absorb everything that you are, leaving you blank, empty, and utterly mine to toy with. It's a great sensation. The last independent thought you'll ever have is of the last few drips of your will disappearing into the beautiful void of my pussy. There's nothing left of you in there now. The water from the glass has been poured into the river and completely disappeared into the well of my power. And you did such a good job for me today. Coming up for me now, feeling yourself waking up, refreshed. Empty, but in such a good way. Rousing from your deep trance, returning to the reality of you laying there on your bed, totally relaxed and feeling so good for me. And even though our time is up here, I want you to lay there a moment and bask in this feeling for a little while. The river may have been just a part of our fantasy, but my power and the effect it has on you are all too real. Thank you for letting me take you on this journey, my toy. Until next time, I hope you'll be a very good boy for me. Goodbye.